This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Ride, Captain, ride.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition, live and in living color of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, broadcasting from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, a big shout-out to AM 710 KNUS, the Salem Media Group Colorado station, new affiliate up there. And we appreciate all the comments we've been getting from you folks on the Facebook page. Thank you very much. We are a nationally syndicated show heard on the GCN Live Radio Network via the Westwood One XDS satellite, and we're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you do keeping America free and safe. To all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, yeah, the candlestick makers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, security and construction, and those convenience store clerks too, thank you for what you do. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, click on the USCCA logo that's there to register for your free gun a day giveaway and find out about what a USCCA membership can do for you. All right, Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal and Underground USA podcast, is with us. Hello, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
I said all that without taking a breath. Okay, time for the pledge.
You did, man. You got breath control.
I know it. Time for the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. This great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. Once upon a time, there was a military aircraft sitting at Joint Base outside Washington, D.C., and a busload of congressmen and women that were getting ready to leave the Capitol. And all of a sudden, their little trip that was going to go to Brussels and into Afghanistan went down in flames.
Yeah, kind of amazing the power the executive branch leader has, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. But there are some people saying that maybe the executive branch doesn't have that kind of power.
Well, then, you know what? Tell the legislative branch, go ahead and allocate the money out of their own budgets. Go ahead and go do what they want.
Yeah.
But the fact is, they'll have to pay for it.
That's right. And this was going to be fully paid for by the taxpayers again, just as that little debacle down in Puerto Rico was with the government credit card to boot. And, you know, I'm getting a little sick of this. I mean, here we are. We don't have a budget. The Coast Guardsmen and women are not working for any money. The TSA is not getting paid. I know they'll get paid eventually. Some in the Secret Service may not, in fact, be getting a check, but they're all there doing their job. And these people are living high on the hog at their expense. It's got to stop.
Yeah, I'd like to see the president actually stop those credit cards for the moment, too, the government credit cards. You'd see a lot of people coming immediately back, giving pressure to their leaders, let's get this done, because they use those things all the time.
Right.
You know, there's another thought process of this so-called government shutdown. It was written at the Daily Caller by someone, a high-level guy in the Trump administration. One of the only articles the Daily Caller has ever done without a byline because the person needed to stay anonymous. And they're saying that most of the government is actually operating, and it's proving to the American people that we've got a bloated bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can actually do a lot of culling when it comes to the federal payroll and still have a lot of things going on that we need to go on. You know, federal government's not supposed to be an end-all, be-all. It's supposed to be a bare-bones type of thing. The states are supposed to be the big dog in the room. So, you know, if we would have taught history correctly for the last two generations, we'd realize that right now the federal government's functioning at the level it should be functioning at. That said, I love the way Nancy Pelosi and everybody else who wants to be traveling on our money, because the government doesn't have any money. It's our money.
Right.
You know, they're getting slapped down and they're being told that, no, you don't get to go play when there's work to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's all true. And again, you know, it's about time for somebody to say, hey, enough's enough. Quit wasting our taxpayer money. Do the job we elected you to do. And if you can't do it, guess what? We're going to vote you out and we're going to get somebody else.
Yeah. Do you think people like Ocasio-Cortez would be willing to go ahead and pay for airline tickets to Europe?
Of course not.
Well, but it's okay when it's your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what a socialist thinks like. You find, as long as I can spend your money, I can find 15 reasons to justify it. But when it's mine, I don't know about that.
And remember, with her $174,000 salary, she can't find an affordable apartment in Washington, D.C. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head going, you got to be kidding me, right?
Maybe she can go live in a government subsidized housing project.
Section 8 housing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not that instead of Georgetown?
I mean, it worked for, let's see, what was his name? Charlie Rangel. Remember him? It worked for him. He had an office in there.
Yeah, it did work for Charlie Rangel. Worked for Jane Byrne in Chicago, too, for a little bit, but she had to have $1 million worth of security. So.
All righty. Well, I'll tell you what. And by the way, the New York Times article this morning says there's nothing wrong with open borders. Really? Really?
That's how far outside reality the New York Times lives in. And that's why, you know, the gray lady is supposed to be the paper of record, this monolith when it comes to information and the truth. They've gone off the rails long time ago because they are nothing but an ideological rag that actually attacks any opposing viewpoint.
Yeah, that's,
no, you talk to,
that's
you,
true.
You talk to the people who work there. They're token conservatives, and it's like they live in an igloo.
Very true. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Solotto, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, also the Underground USA podcast. And we've got a little break we've got to take here. When we come back from that break, more from you. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And you'll hear Wayne next week on the program. He took the week off because he's busy, busy, busy doing all kinds of stuff, moving around. And Wayne has got the energy of 10 people. But I will tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive. 4 great locations to serve you. And they sell cars all across the United States of America. I know some of you are going, what's a car dealer doing on a national talk show? Well, they're on here because people from Arizona have come over here and bought vehicles. People from Alberta, Canada have come down here and bought vehicles. All across the northern parts of the United States, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New England, upstate New York, and all places in between. And to all the folks in Georgia that come down here, they come on down here for 4 words. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing on all brand-new vehicles that can save you thousands of dollars right off the bat. That ought to get your attention. And guess what? 4 dealerships, Moss Nissan, Crystal River, Newport Richey. You've also got Moss Wholesale to the Public at the Moss Family Automotive in Homosassa Springs, where you not only can find certified pre-owned vehicles with Moss Care, free oil changes, and free tire rotations, but you also might find a motorhome, also might find a boat, also might find a camper, tow-behind camper, or who knows, maybe an ATV, because whatever they take in trade winds up over there. And then there's the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet here in Tampa at Northdale Mabry in the Carrollwood section. So, 4 dealerships to serve you, Moss Family Automotive, look them up, 2 numbers to call, 813-969-2600, and 727-815-3095. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll get an extra $500 off the vehicle you're looking at. magic words. The captain sent you to get that extra 500. All right, Frank Savala, managing editor of the New Media Journal, is going to run right down here because you serve, you save, and you qualify.
Well, I'll tell you, that catch-all, what a great idea.
Yeah, and you qualify because you're a brother of the badge.
Yeah, what a great idea to be able to go there and shop around for different types of things. That's fantastic.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk about the former Trump lawyer, Michael Cohen, who was all set to testify in front of Congress. And all of a sudden now he's going, oh, wait a minute here. I'm not sure if I want to do that. Now, there's a little something called $50,000 that he apparently got from President Trump, who was then candidate Trump for hush money or whatever it was. I don't know. We'll figure it out eventually. But the person that was getting the money got $17,000 of the $50,000. And we understand the other balance of the money, the $33,000, went to Cohen's father, who might be caught up in this too somehow.
No, I think he got caught in a snare. It sounds to me like Mr. Cohen is trying to insulate himself from having to accept the money. You know, this just all points to him being kind of a shyster.
Dirty.
You know?
Dirty.
Yeah. He's an opportunist who's been looking out for himself since day one. And when he finds an opportunity to parlay money for himself, money or influence, he sucks it up like a vacuum cleaner. So, you know, karma's going to come and bite this guy in the behind. And mm-hmm. and quite honestly, from all the things that I've read about him since the very beginning, it couldn't happen to a nicer fellow.
Yeah, and of course, all that stuff going on with the medallions in New York City with the taxi company and whatnot. I mean, there was a lot of craziness going on there, too.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, when you add it up from before his public life to, or his political public life, going back to just the genesis of where he comes from, everything around him kind of points to the fact that he just wants money, and he doesn't care how he gets it. And then when he does get it, if it's a little shady, he figures out ways to keep it away from himself in a technical manner so he can glean from the profits while other people can hold the bag. Not a very nice guy.
Now, it's been an interesting week in England if you happen to live in the United Kingdom, because Parliament voted down a British Prime Minister Theresa May's proposal, Brexit deal, 432 to 202. It was the biggest margin of defeat in recent history for the British government. And suddenly, Nigel Farage, you know who he is, right?
Yeah, I like Nigel.
Yep. He came out and he said, no more Mr. Nice Guy if second Brexit vote happens, meaning the one that's going to happen possibly in Northern Ireland and the one in Scotland.
Well, you know, it's, when people vote and people say they want to do something, it's the job of the government to actually execute it. And where this is concerned, it really does have to do with their financial well-being, given the socialistic nature of how the European Union has actually become.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning was an awesome idea, but just like the UN, that was an awesome idea in the beginning, a place to go to prevent war and have dialogue, it has grown well beyond the initial concept of something that's detrimental to the well-being of its member states, except if you're feeding off of it. So the British people understood this. They voted the way they voted. It's not for Parliament to sit there and say, well, we've decided that we don't want to do this because we've decided we don't want to do this. It's for them to execute the vote. So yeah. Theresa May, she should be livid, and I'm all behind Nigel. Go, Nigel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know about you, but I'm hearing that the Latino support for the president has jumped some 19% since he got involved in the shutdown and standing up for the, you know, the border wall and this, that, and the other, the barrier, whatever it's going to be. And, of course, the ones that are here legally, they're going, yeah, we don't want illegals here. We don't want anybody coming in here getting anything ahead of us. We've been waiting for years to become citizens, and that's the way we want it. And suddenly the president's support is up 19% with the Latinos.
Yeah, and that's a Marist poll, not the most conservative polling organization in the United States. So that's very telling. Well, yeah, you know, people wait in line. If you're waiting in line at the grocery store, and it's a long line because there's only one checkout aisle, and all of a sudden somebody comes in screaming that they don't really care to wait. They just walk in front of you and plop their stuff down. Are you going to be okay with that?
Don't think so.
Well, that's exactly what's happening with these people who are demanding and just trying to come over the border. The Latinos that came here legally, who respected our laws, put their paperwork in, did the time, went through the classes, you know, got the cards, the whole shot.
Mm-hmm.
They put their time in, and they're getting usurped by people who are just screaming that they want it, want it, want it. You know, so I don't blame them. And when you have somebody like the president saying that's got to stop because there's people waiting in line, well, of course his popularity is going to go up.
Mm. What's going to happen to Steve King, the congressman in Iowa? I don't think they want to censure him because a couple of Democrats came out yesterday. I think Clyburn was one of them and said that we really don't want to silence him.
Well, you shouldn't silence him, and I think we should go into the report because his comments were cherry-picked. He was talking about the redefinition of words and phrases, which is something that the progressives do all the time. And the question wasn't one of a caustic racist nature. It was more of a rhetorical nature. Mm-hmm. You know, racism, well, sucks. You know, no one should be okay with it. But we shouldn't go around creating racists, and that's exactly what happened with Steve King.
Mm-hmm.
What he was talking about was not racism at all. He was talking about how words are twisted, how words and phrases have grown over time, and how progressives use this redefinition of words to paint pictures that aren't necessarily there. Nationalism is not a bad word. It means you're patriotic. Means you want to take care of your country first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a bad thing. We're bleeding money in foreign aid today that we get nothing in return for. We give billions of dollars to countries that constantly vote against us at the UN and that scream down with the United States every Friday afternoon. Why are we giving them money? Is nationalism that bad when you look at millions of people who do that? No, it's not. So he was trying to bring up examples of why words get twisted when you marry it with other words. The context of what he said was taken out of context.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be looking at, not censoring this guy, but looking at the reporting of the news outlet that where these people cherry-picked what he said to destroy a good politician's career.
Mm-hmm. And they certainly have done that. One last little thing. John Morgan shows up with the governor yesterday over there in Winter Park and medical marijuana. They're giving a green light to that. John Morgan, of course, wants recreational marijuana in there, too. You think that's coming?
You know, recreational marijuana should we have to look at that. It really should go up for a vote on a referendum.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing we do have to start worrying about is with medical marijuana, they're trying to take away your Second Amendment rights if you've been prescribed a medication.
Oh, yeah, because they'll take the guns. Absolutely. All right. Talk to you on Monday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal, Underground USA podcast. Check him out on Facebook. And I'll be right back with more and our insurance quarterback, Patrick Kylan, too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSclinic.com.
USA
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Being Speaker of the House and leaving the country when it's shut down, I don't think that's appropriate.
That's House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy talking about Nancy Pelosi.
Especially the Speaker thinks we shouldn't even have the State of the Union.
Now, this comes as President Trump pulling the plug on Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, set to head out on a foreign trip with a congressional delegation, but the President pulling the military aircraft scheduled to transport the group because of the partial government shutdown. In a letter, President Trump writes to Pelosi, "Due to the shutdown, I am sorry to inform you that your trip to Brussels, Egypt, and Afghanistan has been postponed. We will reschedule this 7-day excursion when the shutdown is over. In light of the 800,000 great American workers not receiving pay, I am sure that you would agree that postponing this public relations event is totally appropriate," the President writes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea, timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare Exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you very much. And, you know, after stomping out ISIS in Syria, President Trump is bringing our troops home. And as they return, we can continue to make a difference in the region by reaching out to countless children and families forced to flee ISIS by taking shelter in Lebanon. Now, Heart for Lebanon provides food packets, schooling, and most importantly, the gospel to these kids, winning them for good before others take them for evil. And your one-time gift of $98 fills a Heart for Lebanon classroom, keeping kids from terrorist recruiters and putting them on the right path as they prepare to return back home to Syria. Call Heart for Lebanon at 877-873-0190. Operators are standing by right now. That's 877-873-0190. And when you give today, you help provide education, food packets, and most of all, a chance for children victimized by ISIS to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Call Heart for Lebanon at 877-873-0190. That's 877-873-0190. Once again, 877-873-0190. Operators are standing by right now. Well, we're joined by the insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, and good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Matt. It's a beautiful morning here in Tampa Bay, and hopefully our northern friends are going to be able to handle and weather these storms. So we're praying and thinking about them.
Well, they should be, you know, doing fine as far as when it comes to that. But then again, driving in these wind-driven snowstorms up there on roads like I-90 and I-80 and I-70 and even I-40 in some of the spots there, you know, it's not fun. It's just not fun.
No, sir, it's not. All those truck drivers out there who listen to you, I know they're having to be extra careful, extra safe. So our thoughts and prayers out to those fellas, too.
Now, we're going to play some football, and I can almost guarantee you that the game that's going to be played in Kansas City is going to be played either in a snowstorm or with snow in the field.
I hate to agree with you, but it looks like it's going to be that way. I just don't like the games being decided by the conditions and the factors. KC did fine last week against Indianapolis with that type of field, but it's even going to be worse. Kansas City being a fast team, Captain, I don't think that is in their favor. But they found a way to win last week. We'll see what they can do this week. The ironic thing is Tom Brady is as terrific as Tom has been in the playoffs and in Super Bowls. He is 1-4 on the road. So if you're going to get to Tom Brady and the Patriots, this would be the week to do it. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be interesting to see how that game plays out. That's the late game on Sunday, 6:40. And the first game will be New Orleans hosting the Rams. Who do you like in the KC-New England game, Matt?
I'm going to go with the home team, Kansas City, and simply because of the fact that I think that they're on a roll and I think Tom Brady can be beat. I saw some things last week that led me to believe that Kansas City's got a better defense.
They do. I think Kansas City's defense is going to surprise a lot of people, and I'm looking forward to that.
They're quick. They're quick.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. I'm hoping that the field can thaw out a little bit because if it's icy and snowy like that, it turns.
Well, the
like
field is heated. Did you know that? The Kansas City field is heated.
That's the good news. But still, sometimes when it's that brutally cold, you still get that slick type of ice skating feeling when you're running and dropping back to pass. It's not easy.
Now, let's. You mentioned New Orleans and the Rams. Of course, that's going to be the greatest show on turf again. And when you mentioned the Rams and you mentioned New Orleans and you mentioned the Superdome, I always think of all those games when Kurt Warner lit it up.
Yes, I'm hoping for that type of game, but we might get surprised. This playoffs, the games have been more low scoring than people have predicted, or they've changed later on in the game that had no impact. We really haven't had any shootouts. So we'll see what's going to happen there with the Rams. And last time they played, it was a shootout, so it would tend to make you think that would happen. But they'll make adjustments. Who do you predict will win that game, Matt?
I'm going with the home team. I'm going with New Orleans.
Yeah, I think so. I think KC and New Orleans advance. We're on the same page. That New Orleans game could be a real, real interesting and fun game to watch, and I hope it is. And I hope the New England-Kansas City game can be decent conditions where these guys can make it a game and not turn into just a frozen tundra game.
Yeah, now there's a question here from one of our listeners, Dennis, and Dennis is in Palmer Ranch. That's, I believe, Sarasota. Dennis is saying, do you believe if Brady loses, this is his last game?
You know, a lot of people are saying that. That is a great question, Dennis. The guy says he wants to play until he's 45.
Well, how about if Brady wins? Would this be his last game? Go out on top.
That's what I would think, Matt. If you win, you go out on top. I'm curious. Him and Belichick will talk after the season to see what plans they have. They seem to win with whoever they bring in there. So I don't think that's going to really determine his decision. I'm curious to see how long he goes. That's a great question to ask too, Matt, because if Brady makes it and Breeze makes it with the New Orleans Saints, it'll be the first time in Super Bowl history we'll have two quarterbacks in their 40s playing in this game.
Yeah, and that could be interesting.
Yes, sir.
Certainly help the vitamin business.
That was good.
Geriatrics or something.
Oh,
what are those guys taking? I want some. Okay. Well, let's drift on over to baseball because the Rays have been busy, and I don't know where we're going with this stadium, but, you know, I heard it come up again this week, and I saw the surveyors over there last weekend surveying over there by the dog track, Derby Downs, and, of course, the rumor right away from the hood, the guys in the hood, was, hey, man, that's where they're going to put the ballpark.
Yeah, I don't know why you'd move from St. Pete South to St. Pete North when all the corporate money here in Tampa. That just doesn't make sense to me unless Pinellas County would put a push to make that happen. And would Major League Baseball allow, let's suppose they allowed gambling, you know, to stay there and build a stadium around it. Would they allow that? That would be the next question.
Don't know, but that gambling is going to stay at those tracks. They may get rid of the dogs, but they're still going to have the poker room. They're still going to have the betting stuff that they got going on.
Yeah, the horses and everything else. Absolutely right, mm-hmm. Matt. And who knows, with sports gaming becoming very popular across the country, it wouldn't surprise me if Florida became legal, just like up in the Northeast in Vegas.
Oh, they've been trying. They've been trying.
Yeah, absolutely. It's money for the economy. People are going to do it anyway.
So, is there going to be a stadium in Tampa? Because right now it looks like there's not, which is why they're...
I wish Jeff Vinnick would get involved here and make something happen with Major League Baseball. He's done great with the Lightning. He's done great with everything. He has the Midas touch. The guy just has that knack. And he's great for the community. He's great for the Lightning. And I'd love to see him be great for the Rays. Shoot, they're starting baseball up here real soon. Spring training will be starting here in Florida and over there in the Cactus League for your listeners out west.
Yep.
Midwest teams that travel there. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun spring training this year, especially with all the transactions and all the free agents now in baseball to see how that's going to turn out.
So, well, you know, we're not done with all the trading and whatnot going on because usually the first couple of weeks or whatnot, when the teams show up, that's when a lot of different things happen. And, of course, when they start the spring training, they start to get a chance to see how some of these questionable players are playing. And all of a sudden, boom, one guy winds up over here, another over there, and so on and so on.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm looking to see the Rays do and also the Marlins. I can see a lot of Derek Jeter's going to do a lot of things down there in Miami to get that team right. I think the Rays have done the sabermetrics with finances like they do on the field.
Yankees and Red Sox are still going to be at the top of the heap.
Probably so, and I think that's always going to be there till we develop a salary cap in Major League Baseball like we do in the National Football
League. And out west, the Dodgers will probably be around, and I'm not sure about the Diamondbacks, but...
Upshot, you're right.
Yeah, but the Dodgers will certainly be at... I think they'll be the best team out west.
Well, and those three teams that you mentioned have all the money to get the players. So how fair is that, Matt? Not very much, in my opinion.
That's well, you know, there's a rumor circulating that got picked up by somebody that we might see the Tampa Bay Rays wind up in Las Vegas. That was something else that came up.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of truth to that. Mm-hmm. Major League Baseball is looking to do something with this franchise, so we better do something to make them want us to stay here. But Vegas, Canada, a lot of rumors out there, Matt. So I'm hoping we get to keep them.
Montreal is still available.
Yeah.
He still got the stadium. Nope.
Yeah, so I don't want that to occur. I mean, people here that have relocated really do enjoy going to watch Major League Baseball, and I'd like that to occur. Nobody likes their franchise to move, just like the St. Louis Rams going to the L.A. Rams. Those people there sure didn't like that one little bit.
And also heard a rumor we might see a Major League Soccer team here. One of the big teams in the MLS might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here comes Patrick. I forgot to tell everybody how to get you. Give him your phone number.
Give me a call at 813-966-1052 if you have any insurance questions or any veterans questions. That's 813-966-1052. Patrick Hyland, have a great weekend.
See you later. All right, Patrick Hyland, and we'll remind you more. Catch him this afternoon on our sister station, 1380 The Biz. I'll be right back with more. Final segment coming right up.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now it's time for the beach and boating forecast for all of the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, Tampa Bay. And for you folks that are down here from up north and you folks that want to come down here from up north, it's going to be a pretty nice day. It'll be sunny, a high near 74 this afternoon. We'll have some northeast winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm during the morning. It'll be a little bit partly cloudy later in the day, and tonight a low will be around 58. West-northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming calm in the evening. And then tomorrow, it'll be a little bit warmer yet, around 76 degrees. But in the meantime, light and variable PMC breezes around seas at 2 feet. Smooth out there with the waves. The Gulf water temperature, 62 degrees. The bay water temperature, 64 degrees. Our low tide coming up at 6:20 a.m. and our high tide coming around tonight, 10:09 p.m. Now, here's the thing. The Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay always brings you the beach and boating forecast, and they have got 168 locations all across the country. Now, the advantage to belonging to the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is they are the largest franchise amongst all the franchises in the Freedom Boat Club system. Now, they've got three different plans that you can join under. Number one, the most popular one, the standard plan, which is 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. You get your first month of member dues free. You get unlimited seven-day usage at any of their locations for you and another member of your household. You get four rolling reservations. You get reciprocity with all of the 168 other locations around the country. And you get a $1,000 discount for joining if you join right now off the one-time entry fee. And if you happen to be a veteran or active duty military or a first responder, active or retired, or you work in the medical profession, you get another $500 for a total of $1,500 off the one-time entry fee. Now, also, they've got the economy plan, which is the five-day-a-week plan. Now, that's the one that I'm under. Great for retirees and those who work weekends. Now, the first month of member dues are free, unlimited weekday use, Monday through Friday, at all of their locations, plus for you and another member of your household. Same thing, four rolling reservations at a time, reciprocity with all of the other locations across the country, and same thing on the discount, $1,000 plus $500 if you are a veteran or active duty military or first responder or work in a medical profession. So same thing there. And then they have just the same old basic standard seasonal plan, which is basically a monthly plan where you join month to month. And if you're not at a location, you know, year round, then that's the best way to go. You join for 2 or 3 or 4 months or whatever it is, and then you go back on home. Now, you will not have reciprocity that way, but you'll certainly be able to come down here, hop on a boat, and go out anytime you want to go out. So there you go. Now, that takes care of that. And that's the Freedom Boat Club. Give them a call, 855-FREEDOM. 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, and always make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because you'll be glad you did. They got all kinds of boats to choose from, including the party barges, if that's something you want to do. Now, I've got this list that I've been looking at here, and it's the accomplishments of this administration, because when people say that President Trump and his administration hasn't done anything, I've got like 300 different items here. 300 different items. And I'm just going to start with the first one. Economic growth. By getting rid of a bunch of the regulations and a bunch of the executive orders that President Barack Obama had put in, plus getting rid of a lot of the EPA regulations that were just stymieing the companies and economy, we were able to get 4.2% growth in the second quarter of 2018 for the first time in years. And for the first time in more than a decade, growth is projected to exceed 3% over the calendar year for this year, which is unbelievable. Jobs, yeah, 4 million new jobs have been created since the election of this president. More Americans are employed now than ever in our history. Jobless claims are at their lowest level in nearly five decades. The economy has achieved the longest positive job growth streak on record. By the way, the jobs numbers that just came out yesterday are still looking strong. Everything's looking good, even though we've got these people that have been furloughed from the government. Now, they're not considered laid off because they still have full-time jobs. They're just furloughed. They still have full-time jobs. And by the way, they're still getting paid. Even though they're not getting paid, they will get paid. So they don't count. And unemployment claims are at a 50-year low. I just got done telling you about the veterans. Men at 3.2, women at 2.3. That's 40 or 50 years since we've seen numbers like that. Then you've got African-American, Hispanic, and Asian-American unemployment rates that have all recently hit record lows, too. And I'll tell you what, something else that you don't hear what I'm going to tell you about right now. 68% of those people out there got a pay raise. And then you got the border. Here's what the president has to say about that.
Without a strong border, America is defenseless, vulnerable, and unprotected. I also want to thank the military for helping us out during the big caravan period. But now you have more caravans forming, and they're on the way up. Thousands and thousands of people. We don't know where they're from, who they are, nothing. We need strong borders. We need strong barriers and walls. Nothing else is going to work. Everyone knows it. Everybody's saying it now. It's just a question of time. This should have been done many years ago. It should have been done by other, really by other presidents. And it wasn't. Just like many of the other things we're doing that could have been done many years ago, whether it's our negotiations with North Korea, moving the embassy to Jerusalem. So many things were supposed to have been done many years ago, and they weren't, but we're doing them. A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier.
Yeah, they do. That ended rather abruptly. Yeah, they do. And a steel barrier will work. We don't need to have a wall. We just need to have something that's secure. Double reinforced steel barrier work quite nicely. Thank you very much. But what we need to do is we all need to get on the telephones. 202-224-3121, the number for the House of Representatives. Give me your zip code. You get your congressman or woman. And 202-225-3121 for the Senate. Zip code, you get one of your senators. By the way, final segment of the program has been brought to you by Dominick's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. That's Dominick's, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, shutters are made in the USA. They're a Hunter Douglas dealer. They do ship all around the country. Google them, Dominick's Blinds and Decor. Dominick's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Stop by. See Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominick's trucks when you see them driving around. And don't forget, all military and first responders get a 10% discount on your purchase at Dominick's Blinds and Decor. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Save you a bunch of money. Now, again, the number for the House of Representatives, because you got to start calling these people and say, hey, and call the Republicans, call the Democrats. 202-224-3121 for the House of Representatives. 202-224-3121. And for the Senate, 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121 for the Senate. Call these people. Tell them to fund the president's border barrier. Tell them to fund the security along the border. Democrats, Republicans, whoever. And remind them that you vote and you got lots of friends that do too. And if they don't want to do it, you'll get somebody else next election. Throw that at them. See how fast they respond to you. All right. That's it for today. The end of the week, Friday. And I will see you guys all tonight in the weekend show. But for everybody else, hope you have a great day. Stay out of the snow. There's going to be plenty of it out there in the Midwest coming east. Love you. God bless America. See you all tonight on the weekend show.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.